Year of Jubilee, every 50th year, the year of Jubilee, every inheritance in the land was to be restored to its original owner. In the year of Jubilee ye shall return every man unto his possession, God declared. Thus in his infinite wisdom the Lord educated his people. His requirements were not arbitrary. Connected with all the instruction received by the people from the source of all light was the consequence of obedience and disobedience. They were taught that obedience would bring them the richest spiritual grace, and would enable them to distinguish between the sacred and the common. Disobedience would also bring its sure result. If the people chose to manage the land in their own supposed wisdom, they would find that the Lord would not work a miracle to counteract the evils he was trying to save them from. The Lord presented to his people the course they must pursue if they would be a prosperous, independent nation. If they obeyed him, he declared that health and peace would be theirs, and under his supervision the land would yield its increase. Agricultural and tithing laws attest, the tithing system was instituted by the Lord as the very best arrangement to help the people in carrying out the principles of the law. If this law were obeyed, the people would be entrusted with the entire vineyard, the whole earth. Quotes. Men were to cooperate with God in restoring the diseased land to health, that it might be a praise and a glory to his name. And as the land they possessed would, if managed with skill and earnestness, produce its treasures, so their hearts, if controlled by God, would reflect his character. In the laws which God gave for the cultivation of the soil, he was giving the people opportunity to overcome their selfishness and become heavenly-minded. Canaan would be to them as Eden if they obeyed the word of the Lord. Through them the Lord designed to teach all the nations of the world how to cultivate the soil so that it would yield healthy fruit, free from disease. The earth is the Lord's vineyard, and is to be treated according to his plan. Those who cultivated the soil were to realize that they were doing God's service. They were as truly in their lot in places where the men appointed to minister in the priesthood and in work connected with the tabernacle. God told the people that the Levites were a gift to them, and no matter what their trade, they were to help to support them.